This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker. And today, my guest is Michelle Travis, who is our SEO department head, team lead. I don't know, we got a million different names. Michelle is one of those. She's done a bit of everything here, and she is a SEO rock star. Looking forward to this episode with her today. Today, we are going to be talking about AI-first SEO, very much like the last episode that you were listening to, but we're going to come at it from a different standpoint, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, let's take a second to thank our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss. You know, other shop management software makes you work, but ShopBoss works for you. Are you ready to convert clients to members? AppFueled specializes in creating custom apps tailored specifically for auto repair businesses. Build client loyalty. Get started today with your own customer loyalty app. Visit appfueled.com. Well, hey, Michelle.
Hey, Brian.
I'm glad to have you with me. I just recorded this episode with Doug DeLuca and Chris Loma about AI-first SEO from a client standpoint, you know, from the standpoint of a shop who is, each of these shops are getting a lot of referrals, essentially, from AI. And it's just that, it's a referral where SEO is actually saying, you should go to this auto repair shop.
Yes.
You know, rather than Google just giving you a list of auto repair shops to pick from. When I was prepping for that, I'd sent you a message saying, like, you're in the trenches with this every day. What are some nuggets that you've picked up on? And you sent me back this list of things, and I was like, okay, that's got to be a podcast episode on its own. For one, it's too technical to get into, you know, with our, on an episode with our clients. I couldn't not talk about this stuff. Yeah, excited to have you here to talk about these things today. Again, Michelle just, she kind of sent me this list. I'm going to go at it from the standpoint of asking some questions so that our, you know, audience can learn about these things that you were telling me about. And one of the very first things that you were talking about was zero-click search. And, you know, first of all, tell our listeners, what is zero-click search?
So zero-click search is basically what it says. The name says it all. It's now with the AI overviews, the conversational tools, voice search, things like that, is where they are getting the information to the questions that they are asking users are, to where they don't even have to click on a link anymore to go and find it themselves. That's basically what zero-click search is. And what that does is it could mess with your traffic metrics in, you know, your analytics and make it seem like, even in Google Search Console, you'll see your brand, your website, your pages are getting an astronomical amount of impressions. You're being shown in front of users, but the clicks are way down. And so it makes it look like, oh my goodness, what's happening? My SEO is not working. People aren't clicking. So basically, users can find the information now without even having to click on your website links.
Yeah. So, you know, the search engines, they make their money from selling advertising and getting you to click on the links that people are paying for. So in theory, they don't want you to leave the search engine through an organic link. They want you to click on a paid link. So they figure the more that they can keep you on, like, within their platform, the better chance that they have of making money off of someone, you know, clicking on a paid link. So they're trying to get people to click on those ads, and they're showing this AI overview rather than having them click and leave to go to your website. Because once they go to your website, if it wasn't a paid ad, they're not making any money. But we've kind of found that, yeah, traffic to a website, overall traffic might be down, but the leads that are coming in are not necessarily down. You know, tell us a little bit about, like, what's happening.
So what's happening there is that the people that are actually clicking on your links are ready to convert. They want to know more about your business. They want to check you out a little bit more as far as your brand is concerned. And then, you know, with the intentions of clicking that schedule appointment or the call button and calling and making an appointment for them to come in.
So the ones who were not doing that, was that just like low quality traffic or?
Well, basically it was low quality or more so informational, a lot of the times coming from out of the country. So yes, that builds traffic and it builds your domain authority and things like that, but it doesn't really convert into a client. So what that does is it's essentially weeding out, you know, that traffic that's never going to turn into ROI for your business, for your shop.
Because we're build up a lot of content on our clients' websites and it's very high quality content. So you might have a shop in North Carolina and you got a person in California that's searching for some issue that they're having with their car. And AI may decide to show that shop in North Carolina in the overview because it answers their question. They're not bringing their car into your shop in North Carolina. They were just looking for an answer. And we'll see that a lot. But, and you know, a lot of the people that I'll talk to in the classes when I'm talking about this is like, well, why are we building that content if they're not going to come in? But when you're building that content and AI is looking at you as that authority, they're also going to recommend you to the people in your local area. So it, you know, it's a catch 22 and there's a lot of traffic that you might not be getting. But you don't really care about getting that traffic anyway, right?
And that's definitely been a challenge to, you know, educate and put out there and really change. You know, it had to change our perception and the way that we have always looked at website traffic in a sense, but also the way that a shop owner is viewing their metrics when they're looking at their analytics too. Because and it can be a jump scare, but it's okay.
You're one of the people on our team behind the scenes that is doing these things, you know, to our client websites that are helping them to show up in AI. And you'll get to talk to those clients every once in a while. You'll hear from them, you know, about the results that they're getting and all of that. Normally they're talking to their CSMs, but I know there's some of them that you have relationship with directly that, you know, they're talking to you about it and sharing successes and all. So, you know, what does it look like for the shop owner that is now having these things like ChatGPT and Grok and Gemini and all of that recommending their business to people?
So what it looks like is now more and more people are trusting AI as knowing that they know what they're serving you, right? So they trust what they're being given, but it's because what we've done to the website, what we've done on the backside as far as, you know, online directory consistency, all of those things, it's building that local trust, that branded trust with the AI. So they are going to serve everything that you know, you as the topical authority for what somebody is searching for them. And then what that does is, you know, with that trust that they've already built with these AI tools, they immediately build that trust with your business and your brand as well, which then also converts into, you know, sales and new customers. And also some high ticket repairs and projects that they've had to do.
Yeah. So anyone who's listening to this, this is episode number 206. Go listen to episode number 205, where Chris and Doug are talking about some of the repairs that they've gotten in from AI. You know, just a little bit of a spoiler. One of them, a first time client, $17,000 repair.
Yeah. Which is like, what?
You know, why is this? What's the difference between somebody who is finding a shop on AI versus someone who's finding a shop in a search engine?
Well, because we've already worked to build that and establish that trust without them even having to come in and meet you. We've established that know, like, and trust, but even not just with the searcher, the somebody that's looking for that repair or that shop to bring these high ticket items to, but also like, we've already built that know, like, and trust with whatever AI tool, whatever engine that they are using to find that information. And so it's just like this solidified trust.
Now, up until, what, a year, maybe a little bit longer than a year ago, we were just doing SEO, search engine optimization. We still call it SEO, search everywhere optimization. But we weren't really focusing on getting people found in AI a year, year and a half ago. But there were still things that we were doing then that was making an impact on our clients getting found in AI. You know, tell us a little bit about that. Like, where's the overlap from what we used to do to what we do now?
Right. So the overlap is that we were always really big on, and still are, on your NAP consistency, your name, address, phone number. Where your business shows up online needs to be consistent, because that sends those trust signals and, you know, increases your online visibility. And so, you know, that has always been something that we have focused on for our clients with SEO. And that rings true and even more so necessary for search everywhere optimization for these AI tools, because they definitely, those online directories build that trust. And so as consistent as they are, that, you know, establishes that trust. And so also, like, we have always, even there was always like smoke and mirrors about Google not taking reviews into consideration as far as rank signals are concerned and this and that. But we always knew that the importance of reviews and how it built trust with people who are coming to your listing or landing on it, as well as the search engines. They're huge trust signals, but not even more so, we knew that with the voice search, like, you know, Siri and things like that. So we were already making sure that we were designing, tailoring our strategies around that as well, especially in the content that we were creating, because we knew that when people speak to the voice search, that they tend to show shops that, you know, have high reviews, high quality reviews, that respond to their reviews, keywords in their reviews. And you don't have to have a 5.0. Unfortunately, with voice search, they show shops that have 5.0 review ratings over others. But, you know, the bigger the shop you are, the more reviews that you have, that number kind of dwindles down from a 5.0 to like a 5.8, which is a huge, you know, accomplishment as well, and still as trustworthy as a 5.0 shop, right? So we've always done that. We've, you know, preached about it. We talk about it. I remind our CSMs when they're having monthly meetings with our clients, like, hey, I've been checking over the reviews. I just really want to let them know. It's super important that they respond to them. I've seen that they haven't for, you know, the past 2 months, like, make sure that they know how important that is. And so we've done that, as well as our content. We always subscribe from the Taya method. They ask, you answer. So, you know, we would find out common concerns and issues that our shop owners were hearing about, you know, just a little bit about how they would respond to that. And we would tailor our writing and our content around that, and led with the shop owner, you know, as the thought leadership, rather than just like getting keywords on a page to try to get them to rank. So that really put us ahead of the curve instead of trying to play catch up with it.
It's funny because you refer to these trust signals. And when we were doing SEO, just targeting the search engines, it was still called trust signals, but we were catering to an algorithm. And we still have to do that a little bit. But AI, it thinks much more like a person would, like a human would, you know, whereas a search algorithm has all of these little data points that it's like, okay, I want to look at this and this and this and this. And then, you know, it has a predetermined outcome that's going to happen based on those data points. AI, very much, it's almost like it's inquisitive like a human would be. So, you know, I always tell people when I'm teaching my class on AI, that imagine a CEO is driving their car and their executive assistant is sitting in the passenger seat. They're traveling somewhere. They're going to a meeting. Their check engine light comes on and it starts flashing. And the CEO says to that person, find us a shop. What are the things that, you know, that person, that human, what are they looking for that's going to help them to decide, is this a good shop? Well, they're going to look at things like reviews. But they don't want to just see reviews on Google. You know, you have a shop that's got the reviews on Google and on Facebook and on Yelp and on Merchant Circle and on yellowpages.com and on Bimmer forums and all of these different places. If they see that and then they see another shop that has nothing but Google reviews nowhere else, they're going to trust that shop more that has reviews all over the place. Well, it's the same exact thing with AI. AI loves to see reviews from a whole bunch of different places. Whereas Google, what does Google care about?
Google cares about Google.
So they could not care less about the reviews that are in other places. And I say that, you know, I say that like tongue in cheek. yeah, there's some impact of having some reviews in other places, but not like it is with AI.
Correct.
We're finding that AI cares. Are you a member of the Better Business Bureau? I don't know the last time Google really, you know, cared about any of that. It is cool to see that.
Yeah. And certifications too. Like, we knew they were important and Google cared about them, but AI cares about them a lot more.
ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. Utter shop management software isn't made to meet the needs of today's independent repair shop. ShopBoss handles the needs of both single and multi-location shops with features that boost efficiency and help you build your business, like built-in DVI and VIN scanner, customizable real-time reporting, and integrated parts and labor guides. ShopBoss was built to be easier and more efficient than solutions that require a steep learning curve or complicated workarounds. Plus, with their Boss Pay payments feature powered by 360 Payments, you can harness the power of text-to-pay, remote payments, consumer financing, compliance, surcharge, and PayPal and Venmo payment options. Help your techs fix cars faster with intuitive inspection tools that supercharge your operations and keep vehicles cycling through your shop. Whether your goal is to grow your shop, open more shops, or just keep the one you've got running at top speed, ShopBoss has the tools you need to do the things you want to do. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy. We're trying to get our clients to allow us to build these in-depth, like, meet the team kind of pages with bios of all of their people. And the ones who are doing it are seeing good, you know, good results from that. When I was asking you this question about the nuggets, you mentioned to me about us focusing more on ranking brands instead of just ranking a website. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So in the sense, like, you know, rankings are important, and that's the point of everything that we do on your website, but it goes deeper than that. It goes to, like, we want to make sure that your brand shows up as many places as possible online and for as many topics online as we can, as far as your shop is concerned. And so when we do that, when we optimize title tags and when we mention your brand in every single way that we can, you know, it's not just for the rankings, but it's also so you can have those tracked brand mentions across the web. And so it also opens up for our clients. Like, we have a European specialty shop right now that we have 145 tracked brand mentions. It's allowed them to rank for over, like, 5,000 keywords organically. And so it's because of the focus that we put into the brand and where it's going and how much it's reiterated on your website and everywhere else, that's why we feel branding matters more. You know, it's just like we say with the car count booster, pairing digital ads with SEO, you know, really helps put your brand out there and generate quicker conversions. Because if you see an ad for a brand and you see their listing for a brand and then you see their website, that just solidifies that trust right there. And that's because of your brand. That's not just because of the keywords. So,
yeah, and with SEO, we used to focus on, what's the search term? You know, brake repair near me. We would hone in on that brake repair. Whereas with AI, it's going to be more like brake repair at ABC Automotive. And we do that in as many places as we can, like you said, because you're building this web. You talked about name, address, phone number. So the name, address, phone number is living on all of these different directories that are out there. You know, like I went over a whole bunch of them when I was talking about reviews, the Merchant Circle, the Bimmer forums, the, you know, Yelp, the Google, Facebook, Apple Maps, all of these places where your business is listed. It's got a name, it's got an address, it's got a phone number. And the more places that you can be listed, and especially to have, you know, a link back to your website, to have pictures of your business, to have reviews at those places, then AI is able to look at this and say, oh, this is a pretty legitimate business. So you get these brand mentions all over the place. Now, in the last 6 months or so, we added another level of SEO that we sell here at Shop Marketing Pros. And look, I'm not trying to sell you on a higher level of SEO, but it's been a bit eye-opening for us as we added that second level of SEO. And there are some things that we do different in our level two versus level one SEO, but it's primarily more of the same things. It's about the quantity of what we're doing. Like I said, there are some things, but primarily about the quantity. What have you been seeing as we're increasing the quantity of the things that we're doing?
So as we're increasing the quantity that we're doing, it's allowing us to do topic clusters at a faster rate. And so, which just helps build that topical authority at a much faster rate. So, you know, if we are wanting to get a client known ranking for the topic of check engine light flashing, just because that's on the top of my mind, if we can do, you know, two blogs per month on that topic, but just a little bit different, as well as more Google business posts about it, you know, and how we can use that in the other strategy that we do as far as backlink building is concerned, press releases on a more frequent basis, things like that, that allows us to really build that brand at a more, like a more scaled level.
To go into a little detail here about what Michelle's talking about, we might have the one blog post that is about the check engine light that's flashing. We might have another blog post that's about a check engine light that's intermittently on. We might have a blog post about a check engine light on a Mercedes and a blog post about a check engine light that's on a Honda. And then you combine that with reviews that you get. I always hammer down on people, like, get your clients to leave detailed reviews. Talk about what they brought their car in for, what type of car it is, who they dealt with at the front counter, all of those things. So now you get the person that's coming in and they've got the Jeep Cherokee. They had their check engine light fixed. Another person came in, they got the Ford Powerstroke, had their check engine light fixed. Like all of these things, they're signals to AI and to the search engines that, hey, over at ABC Automotive, they fix check engine lights. And if they do it on the Powerstroke and the Jeep Cherokee and the Mercedes and the Honda, and you know, they'll do it if it's flashing or if it's intermittent or whatever, then they will probably fix the check engine light on that Subaru also. That's what Michelle's talking about with a topic cluster. And I mean, topic clusters are not a new thing. That's something that we used to do with SEO. We would do pillar pages and topic clusters. It's basically how I got Shop Marketing Pros to be the number one result that came up for auto repair marketing within 3 months was a big old pillar page and a whole bunch of topic clusters. But it seems to be amplified by AI.
It is. It definitely is. And so then that's where you're able to experience those higher ticket repairs that are coming in that we're seeing based on having more, we're able to just act at a faster rate. And, you know, just build that quantity that we want to and we need to do that. So, and, you know, we've even seen too, where we've had clients who were not logged in to a business chat or anything like that, did not let them know who they were. And they were asking about how much it would be for a brake repair for a specific, like, I think it was a Chevy Malibu or something like that. It fed back all of the information. And it was correct. Like the shop owner was like, that's correct. Like, that's what I would do. I just wanted to check. And she said, where did you get that from? And it fed her, you know, some blogs and information that we had on our website. And so she was like, oh my gosh, AI really does matter. And the things that you're doing does matter. And so it's just things like that that allows that to happen.
Well, it's really funny that you talk about that because in the episode that I recorded with Doug and Chris, Doug was talking about that exact thing, about how they will put pricing in their blogs. And look, I know, listener, you're getting freaked out right now because, oh, it's going to be a different price for every car in every situation, and we never know when the bolt's going to break off and all of those things. You don't give an exact price. You don't say this repair is $439.29. You say it could range from this to this and could possibly even go outside of that in some situations. But in most cases, this is what we see. That is a tenet of the ask you answer. That is why if you go now to Shop Marketing Pro's website, you will find a pricing page that has all of our pricing on it. And in our case, it actually is exact pricing because we can do that. You know, an auto repair shop can't do that. It is a tenet of the ask you answer, and the ask you answer and endless customers, two books, same author, endless customers is just the ask you answer in an AI world that are fantastic sources of knowledge. It is basically the blueprint of how we do SEO, AEO, whatever you want to call it here. You know, we get into some technical things that.
Yeah, I was going to say our content for sure.
Yeah. All right. So last question.
Okay.
What would you say are the biggest misconceptions that shop owners have about SEO and AI right now?
Right now, the biggest misconception is that I know for us, the content, the length of it, everything that we put in there, is it necessary to have this? Is it necessary to have that? It just seems way too long. It needs to be this way and not that way. And it's like, it doesn't. It really doesn't. It needs to sound like you and your shop. It does, your brand for sure, 100%. But the things that we have on there and the depth of the content matters to AI and SEO. Another misconception is that we have to do everything that's being rolled out for AI. You know, there's a ton that keeps getting rolled out. And we'll even have clients who have, you know, we call them poachers, that will send them audits of their website. And they're like, there's this many, this isn't happening, and this isn't happening. It's 10 things that are just now being mentioned that you should do for AI. But what we do is you always have to go from the foundational. You have to go from the ground up. We stick with the foundations that we know, and we also watch, we test, we learn to see what matters, what's really working, and also like what direction things are going in. Like, you know, if somebody comes to you and says, you're not doing this and you need to do this, okay, let's look at it. But that's not necessarily true. That's a misconception.
You know, you have a car that comes in and it hasn't had any maintenance done on it in the last 25,000 miles. Somebody tells them, oh, you know what? You should really replace your cabin filter. And it's like, okay, great. Yes, that's true. But your oil hasn't been changed in 25,000 miles. Maybe we should handle that first. And it's kind of the same thing. We're going to do the thing that is going to make the biggest impact. And then we'll get to the utter little things when we get to them. Because they're, you know, is it going to make an impact? Yeah, maybe. Probably not.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, you know, we don't want to just throw everything to, you know, the wall of your website and see what sticks. You know, we definitely want to do the things that matter and be on top of it. But you can trust that we are doing that and making sure that we're making the best educated decisions, you know, for what's going to matter for our clients.
Yeah. It's like schema data. You know, how many different types of schema are there? And they're coming out with more of them all the time. And we know that AI loves schema. And we're focusing on things like the business schema, which we put business schema on for SEO years and years ago. But, you know, adding things like the new auto repair schema and article schema and person schema. But we have the ones that really matter in place. We'll get to the other ones. They're not that important.
It's not going to make or break if you're going to be found or not. We monitor, you know, our clients as much as possible to see how many times they're cited. And also that number can vary depending on the industry that you're in. But if we're looking at a 28-day range and your shop is being mentioned 20 plus times in a 28-day period, that's pretty awesome. So, and then another misconception is, dare I say, AI does not make you the expert. It does not make the person searching, the person using it, the expert. You still, the person behind the prompts and what's talking to the tool matters, and their knowledge matters. You've got to be able to correct the chat when it's not, you know, giving you the correct information, or you have to like fact check it. You can't just trust and take everything at word. And so I know a lot of times, like, and it's also not an SEO expert. The tool is there to give you the information that it pulls from. But also, if you're not doing the right prompts where it's not like, I'm not the SEO expert, so don't take me as the expert. I'm the auto repair shop owner. I want to know that these things are getting done, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, have that conversation with the chat and then have that conversation with your CSM or your SEO team to really collaborate on that. But it just, these tools have made everybody an expert. And so that's where it can be very like challenging at times.
Yeah, these tools can be outright wrong.
Yes.
When I think about, you know, of course, if you listen to our podcast, if you follow us on social media, you know that this is getting to the point where it's like COVID. Okay, I got to a point where I hated talking about COVID. I didn't like the word. It was like, shut up already. But it's the same thing internally now with our Google hack, and people are probably tired of hearing us talk about it, you know, getting hacked in December. But it happened. I had multiple people reach out and say, you are giving a masterclass on how to handle a crisis right now. But one of our competitors decided to start calling up our clients and say, oh, did you hear that they had a hack? You should leave them and you should come to us. And I didn't know who the owner of that business was. So I throw it out on social media. Who's the owner? After I had already gone to ChatGPT to see who the owner was. But ChatGPT tells me this person is the owner. Like, we know that person. We call them up. They're like, I don't own that business. Don't have anything to do with it. It can be straight up wrong.
It also is there to like beef you up too. Like it'll say, oh, you're so smart. And in fact, like you can be smart, but I'm just saying, like, if you don't have the prompts set up specifically for it not to flatter you, it's going to flatter you.
Well, anyway, I really appreciate you being on with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I think we brought some really interesting things for people to understand. For our listeners, remember, we are one of a handful of podcasts on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. You can find the others at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com, and you can download the amazing Automotive Repair Podcast Network app at arpn.app. Hope that you'll listen in again next week, and until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Marketing questions? Well, the Walkers have the answers. Check the show notes for their email.